Today's sales professionals are challenged to establish trusting relationships with the right prospects. They face buyers that choose to self-educate and not engage with a salesperson until they're ready to begin the buying process. With social selling, sales professionals use social networks and digital content to build their professional brand, their company's brand, and create experiences that enable buyers to buy. Welcome to the Linking into Sales podcast, the social selling podcast hosted by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer. Let's start linking into sales.
Hello, this is Martin Brossman.
And I'm Greg Heyer.
And I'm Elise Archer.
We got an exciting show today, and Elise, you're going to lead on this show, and we're really looking forward to what we're talking about.
Yeah. So one of the things that I've noticed lately in my calls with clients is it's Q4. Everybody's appointments seem to be canceling on them. If they have appointments this time of year, everybody's trying to reschedule for January. They're saying, oh, we're just so busy right now. Can we push it back? And so a lot of the clients I've been working with are saying, I just feel like I can't get any traction this time of year. In addition, I can't get anybody to meet with me. I can't set any appointments. And so I think you can take two different points of view this time of year. One is,
What can you do?
Exactly. So you can have the defeatist attitude that nobody's buying, nobody's going to meet with me. I'm just going to... Exactly. If you can't
Don't
see
cry.
Greg,
I'm doing the violin over here.
We have a tiny violin.
You want some wine with that cheese?
There you go. Yes, so you can choose that.
Or choose with that wine. Sorry, I think I got that all wrong.
It still worked. It still worked. Okay. So you can choose to cry about it and play your tiny violin, or you can say, you know what? Just because this time of year is historically a little bit slower doesn't mean that I'm going to let that get in my way. So this is your time of year. If you are a sales professional, this is your time of year to set next year up to be the most successful year you've ever had in your career. And so it's very possible to do that if you keep your activity up. And so I wanted to talk with you guys about some things that sales professionals can be doing now as we roll into next year to help make sure that they set themselves up for success and that they roll into the new year with momentum.
You know, one of the things I think is really project out to the end of the year for 2016, look backwards through time and start mapping out the steps to the success you're visualizing for 2016. What are you committed to making happen in 2016? Mm-hmm. So that's one method.
I really like that approach. And actually, all of our listeners should be pretty aware of how to map out things, because if you're mapping out the buyer's journey, you can certainly map out your whole sales process, right? And what you should be doing from between December 2016 and January 2016, right?
Yep, exactly. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about it. You got some suggestions, so go for it.
Yeah, so the biggest thing right now, the biggest differentiator between you having a great 2016 and having a mediocre one is going to be your January. And so this is the month when you need to be on the phone, you need to be on LinkedIn, on your email, setting up meetings so that when you roll into January, your entire month should be booked with meetings. That's going to be the biggest difference between you and your competitors. So on January 4th, when the competition is rolling out of bed and rubbing the sleep out of their eyes and saying, man, I guess I should hit the phones, I guess I should hop on LinkedIn and set some appointments, you're ready to go. You have a full calendar booked already. And so there's a couple of different key groups of people you need to be reaching out to now in order to set those meetings. So the first would be current customers, right? So reach out to your current customers, say happy holidays, thank you so much for your business, and get some referrals. Set some meetings with them too for the beginning of the year to check in with them, see what you can do for them and how you can best serve them. Set meetings with your referral partners as well. Set up a time in January to sit down for coffee. The approach would be something like, hey, I've got some pretty aggressive goals for 2016.
What are yours? How do we overlap? How do we dovetail?
Exactly.
And how do you give value to them, deepening those relationships,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Let them know ahead of time that they're welcome to look through your LinkedIn connections before the meeting, pull out maybe top 10 who they'd like to be introduced to, ask if you can do the same for them. So you roll into that meeting with your referral partner with a list of people ready to be introduced to. Any other suggestions or ideas?
I think that one way that might be able to help you out with this from a social selling standpoint is making sure that you're using certain features within LinkedIn and with Twitter in order to identify, like, who is it that you want to meet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on LinkedIn, it's going to be using the tagging feature in your contacts and also saving contacts as well. So if you're using Sales Navigator or some of the other features in LinkedIn, you can build lead lists as well. So use those as a way to figure out who you need to get introduced to. And then on Twitter, use lists. Right. So find who your contacts are on Twitter and then save them onto a list. It can be a private list. It can be a public list, especially, you know, it could be a public list if you want to share it with somebody else. But probably a private list would be better. Mm-hmm. But use those features there in order to, you know, remember who you need to, you know, who you want to get in touch with. Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Excellent. Other things you can do is go through and reevaluate who's really bringing in the money, who's the greatest strategic ally, where have you gotten results this year. Make sure to bring those wins forward because you need to anchor them into your body so when you start in the new year, you're focusing on the wins. You know, one of the things my competitive pistol shooter teaches me is at the end of each practice session, make sure you're winning before you stop. So, you know, whatever it takes, if you have to move the target in, whatever it is, you have an experience of winning when you walk away. So this is, to me, a real associating into what were the wins and how can I convert the lessons where it didn't work into lessons instead of bad experiences I drag into the new year. Mm-hmm. So I want to disassociate from the failures but learn from them, and I want to associate with the wins, so I anchor them in to start my new year in a positive note.
Absolutely. I love that. And if I can take that even one step further, as you think through those wins, write them down. So I'm a big believer in having stories from clients so that if you hear an objection, if you can relate it back to another client who had that same objection and you can say, hey, you know what, Jim kind of thought the same thing up front and he felt the same way, but this is actually what he found, and you can share that client's story. So when you write out those customer success stories, you've got a little bit of downtime this time of year, take the time to write them out so that you can use them next year if you encounter objections that are similar to what some of your customers gave you before they became your raving fans.
So important, because sometimes I'll notice I hear an old recording and I forgot a story that's valuable. And if I don't keep track of them, then I can lose some gold that's there that I can use in a conversation with a strategic ally. Anything, any of this data collecting is very important, and you can use Google Docs or you can use Evernote or whatever tool you like to kind of keep track of this.
And actually, I mean, that's an important point. I was reading an article recently that stressed that, you know, the human brain is meant for processing, is not meant for storage, right? So use the tools that are available to you out there, especially on LinkedIn or on Twitter, or, you know, if you're using Evernote, right, Martin?
I'm still on it, love it. He laughed.
Or using Google Docs and things like that, or Google Keep is another one if you're on Android. You know, use those items to take and store information so that way you know where to access them, right? Mm-hmm. So just kind of keep that in mind too.
Yeah, take the time to get organized. Mm-hmm. And don't stop calling prospects to set meetings, even your customers. I mean, at this point, people are still thinking, oh, January is next year. Sure, I'll set a meeting with you. That's not till next year. Take advantage of the time. You want to roll into January fully booked so that come January, you're setting appointments for February and just set yourself up for success that way. But this is the time to build the momentum now.
One more thing is, we've talked about this before, scheduling time for learning. The world's moving too fast. You have to schedule time to learn, because learning new things takes integration to really get it. And I think it's critical to schedule your learning activities or even have some goals at the end of the year if you have time. I need to relook at my social CRM and I need to learn this. Put it on the calendar, block those things out. We talked about that on the show with Holly. You've got to schedule time to learn. It's moving too fast. And also, I learn very well by interacting with people. So schedule that time for people to work together to teach each other is part of the way I learn. So whatever your learning style is, make sure you're sharpening that for 2016. This world is not slowing down. As I mentioned in my social media management class that Karen and I teach, we say the world is like an island with random earthquakes changing its terrain all the time. Your goal is to be comfortable in that world. You need to be powerfully surfing, not trying to control this ocean.
Yeah, another thing too, but going back to what you were saying about persistence, when we had a discussion with Lindsay Boggs a few episodes ago, she stressed how successful that her team was by using persistence, right? Mm-hmm. So I think there's even some stats, and they keep on growing. You know, before it used to only take like 3 touches to get in touch with a prospect. Now it's taking up to 12, 15, 18 touches, touch requirements. And there's another stat, if you're on LinkedIn, probably following this around, is that, you know, 90% of salespeople give up after the fourth try or the third try. But the ones that are making quota and generating sales are the ones who are keep on persisting that they get in touch with the prospect. So don't give up, right? Mm-hmm. Keep on going. You know, set those appointments. Keep on trying. Annoy the hell out of them, right? So, I mean, you need business.
I want you to be a welcome interruption to your customers. Exactly. I'm going to just put a verb in there.
All right. All right. So don't be so
not
harsh.
An unwelcome interruption.
But still, we do want you to be, you know, positively aggressive when it comes to social selling. I mean, not so bad that your etiquette is totally, you know, awful, right? Because you need to maintain, you know, a proper etiquette when you're using social media and you're using social selling in the sales process, right? So you just don't want to, you know, your first 2 or 3 messages that are going out there saying, hey, let's buy. You know, you're ready to buy. Let's go right now. Let's go. And you don't want to do that, right? So you want to continue to try to open. We've stressed a number of times.
That's a quote.
Social selling is about opening. It's not about closing. And the actual ABCs of social selling are always be creating. We want to create new opportunities. We want to create those connections. We want to create the next step. We want to create the door openings. We want to create the new proposal. We want to create content. We want to create. All right, so that's what we want to do. Is ABC is always be creating, and you want to do that in 2016.
Would yes, and being I like the word consistent. Being persistent with it. So there's a level of persistence, focusing on the contacts, the leads. Also, don't forget the weak links. They're very important. Those indirect links you don't expect. Remember, so many times you've had it where the unexpected connection closed the deal for you. So don't rule these out. So we are focused, but we have our peripheral vision working, and we're paying attention to some of our time focused on the weak links, the indirect connections that can lead to the serendipity assets that often will close deals or make connections we didn't expect.
Mm-hmm. And you never know when those are going to pop up. And one kind of final thought on my part is I think the theme a lot of this is just planning. Taking the time to plan. And if I can make a book recommendation that will help with that, have either of you guys read The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod?
No, I know of it.
I'm such a Miracle Morning
freak. Okay, cool.
I love it.
I don't understand how you get up at 4 o'clock.
Because I'm a weirdo.
She's our inspiration for that.
You are, because I think about it every morning. I'm going to get up at 5. It's 6:30, 7 o'clock by the time I'm up in the morning.
And there are 5 kids in your house.
Well, in 2016, that's changing.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Talk a little bit about that Miracle Morning, because this is a good way to anchor in some new behaviors and commitments to new behaviors.
So the concept behind it is the fact that when we, for a lot of us, we roll out of bed, we check our email first thing, we rush to the office, we run through the Starbucks driveway on the way to work, and we're just go all day, but we're constantly reactive because we haven't taken the time to plan out and prepare our day ahead of time. And so the concept behind the Miracle Morning is it's actually a morning routine that you can implement that gives you that time to learn first thing in the morning. So it's carving out time for learning. It's carving out time for planning, like planning who you're going to hit or attack on social media that day. Those were very aggressive words. I didn't mean it to be that aggressive. But taking time out in the morning to plan and center and focus your day.
Yeah.
And
I actually meditate every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, to me, one of the key things, unless I just need more sleep that day, and that was a priority, but that's it. And also the importance of intentional downtime where you're engaged fully in something of interest to get your mind off it directly and allowing for your unconscious to work on some of your problems. Mm-hmm. Very important piece as well. For me, it's walking in the park and really like noticing the park, not texting. And I like to take the camera, so I have something I'm using as a tool to connect. I think that's very important to include is what are your practices that set up the context of you being the most effective.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Real good point.
Yep, and it's a game changer. I've had several clients read it and say it literally changed their life.
I guess we need to read it now.
You got to read it now.
Maybe we'll
have
to.
They got a YouTube video on it?
There might be.
Is there a podcast on it?
Probably is a podcast on it.
There is. Actually, Hal has a podcast.
Oh, good. Well, we'll have to check it out then. Yep. Excellent.
Well, very good. Well, I think this has been you know, very helpful. And hopefully, everyone goes back and will listen to this episode.
Many times. Over and over.
You know, every year. Come back to it, listen to it again, just to kind of prepare you for the next year. And we talked about this as the end of 2015 when we recorded this. But, you know, I think that hopefully the advice here is enough to be able to take and help you, remind you as well, you know, that you need to go back and prepare for the morning, prepare for your mornings, right? Mm-hmm. You know, getting up at 4 a.m. like Elise, tweet her. You know, you can find her tweet handle at the bottom. So tweet her at 4 o'clock. Make sure she really is up.
Right.
And then,
not fair.
Check. Continue to be persistent, right? You know, we're trying to get those meetings scheduled out for the beginning of next year.
Yeah.
You know, people are on vacation. You know, send them a real quick, you know, note or something like that. They're really trying to wrap up whatever they're doing for the end of the year. So send them a quick note. Use those tracking tools as well to figure out if they are opening up and reading their emails, like Sidekick or Yesware or one of them. We have a great list of social selling tools for that. And then, you know, what else we got here?
Well, the other thing is doing that standing at the end of the year and looking back through time and building from the place of the success you're anticipating, and then looking back through to the beginning of the year and mapping out the steps that made it. So you stand in the ultimate success, looking back through time and mapping out. Often done well, we're going to be doing it as the three of us for 2016. Often it's helpful to have a coach or someone else you work with that can take notes while you're thinking and guiding you through it. But this is a very powerful tool we've been implementing in the social media class every year, and has huge success, where people see from a new perspective. They see from the perspective of successful, not your current limitations that work with it.
So. Perfect. So we have a couple of things as we kind of transition into towards the end of the show. Yep. First of all, we just discovered today. So let's talk about a little bit of social selling news. So we just discovered today that if you have a sales pro account on LinkedIn, so you probably if you pay about $50 a month, you know that LinkedIn is actually retiring this account option. And we're going to start making some switches. So there's some advice in an article that was on the site. We'll link to it in the show notes that actually talks about how you need to probably go through and take your saved searches and write them down, because apparently they're not transitioning those searches over into the new Sales Navigator product, which you'll be getting. So just kind of keep that in mind. We'll put a link in the show notes for that, so that way you can learn a little bit more about it, especially, you know, if you're paying to use LinkedIn. One suggestion was to switch from a Sales Pro account to a Business Pro account. That might actually help with saving some of those searches that you may have, or some of the lists that you've created using LinkedIn. The last thing I have is that we're going to be launching socialselling.training here very, very soon.
Socialselling.training.
Go to socialselling.training.
Socialselling.training.
Oh, good. Okay.
She says it way better than I do. So we have socialselling.training, which is coming out here at the end of the year. You're going to have two courses that you can take for absolutely no charge. It's totally free. You can sign up as a free student. You can pre-register right now to get notifications as when we launch it. But basically, two free courses. One is going to be about LinkedIn profile fundamentals for the social seller, and the other one is Twitter profile and understanding Twitter for the social seller. The reason why we're offering these two for free is because we get a ton of questions about how to set up your LinkedIn profile, so we're just going to do it for free.
We really feel this should be out there, that everyone should have access to it. That's where you do. Yep. And then this will be a lead generation resource for others, so it will be transparent that it's available. So you're going to get real value, just as we recommend ethically to do, with opportunities in future, but you get the real value up front. Make sure to watch this and training. We put of hours of time into thinking through and developing this. So, basically going back to 2009 with the resource.
Yeah, so I mean, well, Martin and I started working together on this once it was called Sales 2.0 back in 2009. But so some of the additional things that you're going to be able to get from this is not just a training site, okay? So there's a community aspect to this as well. We want to help you with connecting with other sales professionals. So there's going to be a nice little community aspect to it, so you can discuss some of the things we talked about in the courses with other sales professionals. You know, connect with us, with the instructors. Martin and I, and then Elise will offer some courses as well. Yep. We're planning on rolling out at least one new course every month. There will be a membership option for you if you want to. You can sign up for that, or you can just buy the course outright. Right, so you don't need a membership in order to. So maybe there's one course that we do, which we expect. You know, for example, like creating a social selling routine is going to be one of our courses, and we want to. You know, we're going to take everything in there, and if you don't feel like that, you know, having a monthly membership is of value to you, then you can actually buy the course and buy the skills and add them to your profile. You're going to get certificates of completion with every course that you take, and eventually, actually, if you take all the courses and get and earn your certificates of completion, all of them, and get passing scores on everything, then we're actually going to certify you in social selling. Does that sound good?
Outstanding. Excellent. And to complete our show, let's do one more thing. Yep. Is mention our sponsor.
Yep.
We really want to thank Technology Training Solutions. That's where we're making this show today, at NC State's McKinnon Center. And they have a huge resources of professional training, from our social selling classes to social media for social media managers, to a whole series of professional training courses. Check it out. How can they find out about that?
Sure. Just go out to linkingintosales.com/NCSUTTS. NCSUTTS. All right, and you'll get redirected right onto their website. We want you to go out and check them out. We enjoy teaching our classes here. We have a great time. They have a wonderful group of professional students who come in all the time, working professionals that are looking to enhance their education as well as earn some continuing education credits. And another great part is that it's totally nonprofit.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
real value to it.
So by all means, if you're in the Triangle area and you want to pick up on some additional courses, definitely come out. Go to linkingintosales.com/NCSUTTS to learn more.
Thanks for the people who wrote reviews on iTunes already. We're sending out stickers for that. We welcome more. You'll see information below on it. And this completes the show. I'm Martin Brossman.
I'm Greg Heyer.
And I'm Elise Archer.
And you've been watching and listening to the Linking into Sales Social Selling Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and YouTube. Enjoy. Have a great day.